This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And it is the live, what day is it? Monday? Monday edition.
Yes.
Right, it's a hot banker's holiday, President's Day, if you will. I am your host. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass.
The worst holiday possible.
I'm joined by...
Nobody.
And Ian.
All right. The worst holiday possible?
Yes. All about presidents?
It's a celebration of evil.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's, like, a worse holiday.
It's one of the worst.
You know?
Also the military holidays as well, which are pretty bad.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, Memorial Day, I don't have a problem with. We should remember all the people who have been killed, and all the people they killed.
Amen to that. Agreed. We should. Although, you know, I don't know, like, shouldn't we just remember them, you know, on our own terms? Does there need to be a national,
a
holiday, you know, and where everybody, you know, shuts down, you know? I don't know. When did that concept even, like, you know, holy day, I guess, right, mm-hmm. is where it came from, right?
Yeah.
Again, well, more evidence to prove my theory.
The state's a religion, right?
Again, more evidence to prove my theory that the state is a religion.
Mm-hmm. An evil one.
Oh, yeah. Or at least, basically it's somewhere between being a religion, but because it doesn't posit anything supernatural, you could also just say that they take up the trappings of religion and they use the same brainwashing or a lot of the same brainwashing techniques.
Don't they worship
religion.
The sky cloth? Isn't that the religion?
You could say that, but not...
I mean,
accurately.
It's not a religion in that it doesn't speak to the nature of the universe or anything that religions sort of typically address, but it is very religious in that, and it does have a supernatural aspect because the idea of the state is something that is separate, or at least that's what they want you to believe, that it's somehow both separate from the people who make it up, but also part of them. Like, there's the bizarre kind of language where they will say that they are the state. So the judge will call himself the court.
Right.
The prosecutor will say that they are the state. They're not the individual. They are acting as this thing that is somehow separate from them that they are also part of.
And the belief is
bizarre.
The belief in authority itself, that's the deity that is worshipped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because it is a belief. It's a human construct.
Right.
Right.
But something that suggests that you're better than others or that you're above other people, that this group, these group of cultists, which I think is the best word to put it, they believe that they are somehow different than the rest of us because they have combined together into this thing they call the state.
Well, and speaking of beliefs and religions, we have a caller on our Discord line. His name is Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, can you hear us?
Hey, guys, calling you from Phoenix. I thought I would... come all the way out here to see if I could hook up with James.
Wow.
Well, you sound great calling in on our Discord line, so thanks for using that and showing everybody else how good a guy can sound. Did you have any luck finding Mr. Neither Witty Nor Kind?
Nope, I haven't found him yet. Well, I just got off the plane a little bit ago. But
all right, well, good luck in your hunt. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I thought I would talk about conspiracy theories, and I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Who told you to say that?
Nobody. Nobody told me.
Nobody told you.
Blame me.
So anyway, I love a good conspiracy. I believe, you know, there were more than one shooter for Kennedy, and I believe that something else brought down those three towers other than fires. But there are a couple of conspiracies out there that give us conspiracy theorists a bad name, and I want to call
Flat Earth.
Yeah, Flat Earth is one of them, and chemtrails. And you know, I just flew out here, and I saw a few through contrails. I saw a few contrails, and I thought about the chemtrail people.
Wait, isn't a contrail the footsteps of the convicts as they're picking up trash on the side of the highway?
Right. So, but I've tried to talk to some of these people, and you've got to, when you talk to people like that, you can't just call them names, it's not a good way to bring people into the fold by calling them idiots and dummies and things like that. So I try to convince them using arguments like, why is the day longer in the summertime in Alaska than it is in Hawaii? How can the earth be flat if the days differ on different parts of the globe?
Good point.
And, so you try to bring these things up. And then with the contrail people, I try to bring up the fact that, these things are up there. Some days you'll see all kinds of contrails, and you can actually look at an app on your phone that tells you where what plane is up there. And you can look at a plane and look at your app and say, oh, well, that must be American Airlines Flight 2342. Mm. So we know what every one of those airplanes are up there. It's not a mystery. They're not hidden in any way, shape, or form. You can look up in the sky and find out exactly what airplane that is. So the fact that we can identify them.
What's the app?
Them,
what is there a name for it?
Yeah, it's Flight Aware. No, Flight Radar. Flight Radar 24. And you can also go to their website, flightradar24.com. There's another one, too. But anyway, that one will get you all the information you need. So when you see them, you can look up. When I was in Venice last year, I posted to my Twitter because there was a bunch of contrails above Venice. So I took a picture of Venice with the contrails in the sky, and I said, oh, look, it looks like they're chemtrailing Venice too now. How in the world does the U.S. planes go all the way to Venice just to chemtrail the people in Venice?
It's a global plot in the world.
Yeah, global
plot. It's a UN project.
And the other thing is, it would take so many of those airplanes. I mean, we don't have a fleet of an aircraft big enough to go spraying all over the planet. And then you've got to have pilots to fly them, unless these are self-flying airplanes.
No.
You got to have pilots. And how come none of those pilots are coming out saying, oh, yeah, I worked on the chemtrail bit for 5 years, for the government secretly spraying all this stuff?
Well,
you
ridiculous.
Don't get that.
Yeah.
So I try to convince people, and if there are people out there listening who are either flat earthers or chemtrailers, I love you guys all the same, but you really got to look at some of the evidence. Now, there is evidence to support that the buildings didn't collapse from fire, and there's evidence to support that Kennedy wasn't shot by a lone shooter. But there's no evidence to support chemtrails or flat earth. I mean, nothing reliable, nothing real, just fakes.
Just paranoia. It's just, and when you talk to the chemtrail people, because we've had them calling in over the years, it's always interesting to ask them what do they believe the purpose is of the chemtrails? Is it, because it usually breaks down, if you can get them to answer the question, to a few different options, two or three different options. They may believe that it's for mind control purposes. They may believe that it's for poisoning purposes. But either way, it's pretty effective to do government schooling for mind control. Why would you need to, spray things from an airplane for that? And then, as you pointed out, Gene, but what kind of a person would go up to poison their own children, right? Like, unless they've only found pilots who don't have children and have no, compunction towards poisoning their neighbors or whatever. It's just unbelievable.
Or they've bred the soulless super soldier, finally.
Something like that would happen.
Well, maybe the big club gets immunizations for it. Not the stuff they're giving up. Mm-hmm.
And the logistics between trying to spray something from 35,000 feet. If you're at 35,000 feet and you spray something over New York City, it's probably going to land in New Hampshire or out in the middle of the ocean. Yeah. There's just no way you could actually control anything sprayed at 35,000 feet. You've got jet streams up there that are going over 100 miles an hour.
Gene, are there any other conspiracy theories you're aware of that they don't want you to know about?
Well, I don't believe in the alien things simply because it's just too unlikely that life, if it did exist somewhere else, would have anything to do with this crappy place here. You know, they give us a wide berth.
He's one of them.
Anything involving lizards.
All right, Gene, yeah. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450 free like freedom.
I saw Gene. He had an inner set of eyelids. He's one of them.
Oh, God.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio show that you can take control of. Let us know your thoughts your feelings about, well, anything, really. You're free to call in and bring up any topic. We tend to talk about freedom, or at least about things from the perspective of freedom. And tonight, I am your host of this live Monday night edition. I am the captain, and I'm joined by...
Nobody.
It's Ian.
And speaking of freedom, I'd like to tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're helping build one. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it, so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively only for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. So, you know, speaking of freedom and all of that kind of thing, I often refer to things like Bitcoin, for example, and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrencies and, you know, things being developed on the blockchain, Ethereum, you know, all that stuff as infrastructure for freedom, right? Because it proves that decentralized things not only work, but, you know, can work pretty well. And I understand, Ian, you've got a story about something related to Bitcoin, about a guy named Craig Wright.
Yes, a lunatic who has just made it his life's work in recent years to spend time suing the people that he doesn't agree with. Folks like Roger Ver, for instance, one of our longtime sponsors here on Free Talk Live, have been sued by Craig Wright and a myriad of others.
And didn't Craig Wright claim to be Satoshi Nakamoto?
Still claims to be.
The pseudonym who invented the Bitcoin.
Correct. Satoshi Nakamoto is somebody who the world does not know truly who that individual or individuals is or are. But Craig Wright is claiming that it is he, and he has yet to actually prove that he is Satoshi Nakamoto, and the way that he would do that, should he wish to actually prove it rather than just asserting it, which is what he's been doing, is he could, for instance, sign something with his keys from his Bitcoin wallet that he should have as Satoshi Nakamoto. He should have what I believe they call the Genesis block. He should have access to that, the very first ever mined Bitcoin block that he was there. Supposedly, if he were Satoshi Nakamoto, he did.
Right.
And I believe that he has claimed... Didn't he say that he, like, lost his keys or something like that? Some lame-o
excuse. Wouldn't that be hilarious
not
if
your
that
keys,
really happened?
Not your money.
I mean, that would be tragic if the real Satoshi lost his keys.
It would be pathetic. It would be embarrassingly pathetic.
I'm not a cryptographer. I know very little on the surface about cryptography. I do remember like doing the little like Cracker Jack, crypto wheel, right?
Oh, okay,
where you can
yeah.
make codes and send secret messages to your pals at school or whatever.
Right.
That's about all the further into crypto, cryptography I've ever gotten. But, you know that you need to keep a hold of that secret code, you know, for future reference. And so if somebody as brilliant as the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto lost their keys, that would be tragic.
And so the news here about Craig Wright most recently is that he is now possibly going to try to sue Bitcoin.
How can you use
Bitcoin?
Great question. I mean, Bitcoin is a decentralized, supposedly.
I'd be like, I'm going to sue the ocean.
Right, because there's thousands of
notes. You can't sue an idea. Ideas are lawsuit-proof.
Well, now, if he can find individuals that are associated with Bitcoin, and a lot of those folks are public. There are programmers who work on the Bitcoin software, for instance. You could, in theory, unearth some of the locations of the nodes on the Bitcoin network, of which there are around 10,000, I think, the last time I looked, 10 or 11,000 of those, although not all of them will be findable. So I don't know exactly what his plan is here. I don't know if he knows what his plan is, but he's blustering about how he believes that as claiming to be the inventor of Bitcoin, that this thing that he invented, and I can't read his rambling blog post about this because it would take more than an hour probably to actually read through this thing. I started reading it just sort of on my own, and I got tired after a couple pages.
This smells a lot to me, and by smell I mean like, you know, it seems like I'm relating this to other things that I've seen. You know, every now and again there will be like some like washed up, you know, TV star or rock star or whatever, and they'll do something for no other purpose than try to get themselves in the media
back in the limelight.
Right? Yeah, because they've fallen off the red, nobody will talk to them, or they can't get a speaking, whatever it is, right? Their gravy train is drying up, right? And so they got to try some weird stunt or, you know, make some outrageous claim or whatever, right? You know,
they're behind on their mansion payments.
Exactly. And this sounds exactly like that, because what he's saying is not only impossible, right? You can't sue the idea or the blockchain itself. It's a decentralized cryptocurrency. And if he were the actual inventor of Bitcoin, he would know that.
Well, and that's the funny thing about this is, now I don't know Satoshi Nakamoto, but I know of him and some of the thing, or her, we don't know, the person who is Satoshi Nakamoto.
They've always
seemed to be the kind of person who would appreciate the ideas of freedom. They've always seemed to be the kind of person who wants to undermine the banking cartel, the existing system, the financial system, the governments of the world. I mean, that's always the impression I got, you know, from the writings and what people have said about Satoshi Nakamoto. But this Craig Wright guy is not like that at all. In fact, he actually at one point in his blog post attacks the anarchists. And this is not uncommon for Craig Wright to sort of be this government-supporting character who acts as though Bitcoin was always meant to support the government and that it wasn't meant to get around the government. It's a public blockchain, so therefore it's not anonymous, he will say. And so on and so forth. So, I mean, he just doesn't sound like Satoshi Nakamoto. He doesn't take actions that you would expect Satoshi Nakamoto to take. And further, he has yet to prove that he's actually Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah, it sounds like a show for the deep state.
It sounds like, in this case, Wright is wrong.
Here's the story from Coindesk.com. The Australian entrepreneur who claims to be the inventor of Bitcoin has suggested he may take legal action against the cryptocurrency's developer team and, well, by the way, against Bitcoin Cash. So he wants to go after Bitcoin or BTC, the original Bitcoin, and BCH, Bitcoin Cash.
Isn't there a license on that code? Isn't it like GPL or LGPL?
MIT is his license.
MIT license? He doesn't have a leg to stand on. MIT license will let you do whatever you want with the code.
So he claims that it wasn't about the code. He claims that the database that the code created is his property. So you sound like you're familiar with this particular license. We'll get into what he's saying here in just a moment.
Are you Satoshi Nakamoto? Give us a call. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear from Satoshi Nakamoto on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Donald Trump wishing everyone a happy President's Day on Twitter. Then the president going after the Democrats, tweeting, "Did you hear the latest con job? President Obama is now trying to take credit for the economic boom taking place under the Trump administration. He had the weakest, in capital letters, recovery since the Depression, despite zero Fed rate and massive quantitative easing. Now, best job numbers ever. Had to rebuild our military. military, which was totally depleted, Fed rate up, taxes and regulations way down. If Dems won in 2016, the USA would be in big economic depression and military trouble right now. The best is yet to come. Keep America great. All in capital letters. And the stock market closed for the federal holiday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, that's right. You're in the right place for Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's the live Monday edition. I've been doing a marathon session now 3 days in a row here on Free Talk Live. It's pretty sweet. What? So you'll pardon me if I forget for a moment just exactly what day it is.
It's another day of Free Talk Live, 7 days a week.
7 days a week, and I am your host, Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
Nobody.
And Ian.
And, well, we've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, but, you know, we've been sort of focused on the previous segment on this character named Craig Wright, who I believe is a, what they call a bad actor. Right.
He's a sham.
A guy who is...
Careful, he might sue you.
An attention seeker, right? A guy who wants to lie to make himself appear cooler than he actually is.
Mm. I would believe that, too. And you can't actually sue somebody for saying, I believe he's this.
Oh, he'll try.
But the thing is, truth is a defense, and you didn't say he is that. You said you believe he's that.
I see.
That's the outfit the newspapers use. They say sources say this. They don't say this is true.
Gotcha.
Interesting. So you guys had some further thoughts on this Craig Wright character?
Yeah, sure. Well, we've got further story, don't we?
Yeah. He's talking about suing. In this case, he wants to sue the Bitcoin programmers, and he wants to sue the Bitcoin Cash programmers because he says he owns the database, meaning the blockchain. The blockchain being this public ledger that exists that has the history of all the Bitcoin transactions on it. He says that the code, he again is claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin. So his argument here, well, let me just, I'll read his own words.
Let's hear it in from the horse's
mouth. This is just an excerpt, though, because he's got just a pages-long blog just rambling on about this. But this is a summary from Coindesk.com. He said, while forks of Bitcoin would be allowed under the open-source MIT license under which Bitcoin was released, copying the database would not. Quote, as the sole creator of Bitcoin, I own full rights to the Bitcoin registry. People can fork my software and make alternative versions, but they have no right to change the protocol using the underlying database, he wrote. However, Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin ABC, these are the two teams that are programming both Bitcoin and then Bitcoin Cash, respectively.
Wait, Bitcoin Cash is being done by Bitcoin ABC?
Yeah, that's right. That's the name of the software, the full node software for Bitcoin Cash.
Okay.
He says, they have, quote, sought to use my database without authority, said Wright. Should be noted that Wright's claim to be Satoshi Nakamoto, the pseudonymous inventor of Bitcoin, has not been proven either legally or to the satisfaction of many experts in the crypto community. He is also the backer of a different cryptocurrency, Bitcoin SV. So for those that aren't familiar, it was late 2018, I think, when Bitcoin Cash, which originally had split from Bitcoin back in 2017, Bitcoin Cash had its own schism. They had their own what they call chain split, which then created Bitcoin SV, which is supposed to be the one that is the true Bitcoin. And, you know, it's a shame that this Craig Wright guy is so heavily involved in Bitcoin SV, because according to the guys over at AnyPay, Derek and Steven, there are some really cool projects on Bitcoin SV. There's some really interesting programs and things that have been written for that platform, but sadly they've got this idiot out there, you know, running his mouth and throwing lawsuits around.
Let's fork Bitcoin SV.
In the post, Wright appeared to suggest he might attempt to take legal action against the Bitcoin teams, saying, quote, those involved with the copied systems that are passing themselves off as Bitcoin are hereby put on notice. Please trust me when I say I'm far nicer before the lawyers get involved.
Yeah, I don't trust him for a moment because, first off, okay, the programmers, if he's suing them as programmers, they don't touch the database, they touch the code, which, you know, the fact that somebody might be running your code on data that belongs to somebody else is nonsense. Secondly, he operated a node, presumably, because certainly if he was Satoshi, he must have tested his own software when he was the only person or one of a very small group of people that knew it existed. So he was propagating this software to or this database to other people. Is there a copyright notice on it? Does it say this must not be copied? Oh, absolutely not. Quite the opposite. There are instructions and encouragement on how to copy.
Everyone the running
database.
The full node has a copy.
Run a node.
Yeah,
he wrote
a guy,
the software that copied it, and he gave it out for free, and now he's going to say a decade later, you can't use the software in the way that I, as Satoshi, encouraged you to use it. This guy has got to be as dumb as a box of rock.
It seems like a guy who is as lawyer happy as he apparently appears to be in his own words, you know, would have had the presence of mind to protect his own, quote, intellectual property, unquote.
Yeah, if he wanted to protect
the inception of said intellectual property instead of making it publicly available.
Yeah, and for Craig, if you're listening, that ship sailed 10 years ago, jackass. Get off it.
Based on his claim to be Bitcoin's inventor, Wright said Core and ABC infringe his intellectual property rights under the MIT open source license under which Bitcoin is issued. That, however, allows the use of the code, quote, without restriction, unquote, as long as the copyright notice and permissions notice are, quote, included in all copies or substantial portions of the software. And then they give a brief summary of the MIT license.
And no open source source license governs what you can do with the data produced by the program.
Well, he is asserting that he has, quote, database rights, unquote, in the EU and UK. Quote, as part of, this is his, what he wrote, as part of distributed global partnership, senior partners within CORE or ABC reside within Europe and the UK, presenting the opportunity to incorporate them in the matter without any jurisdictional challenges, he wrote. Elsewhere, he claims to have issued all 21 million Bitcoin and that the nodes are, in effect, quote, agents to my network, unquote. He says further, quote, if you negotiate with me, arrangements can be made allowing the continuance of selected copies of my network with a set of restrictions. In other words, I am willing to license the Bitcoin database, and I will do so on my terms.
So he wants to make this no longer distributed. So basically, if he got what he wanted, he would be killing it, because it would be worthless. It would no longer be a distributed system. It would be a
licensed property.
It would be a licensed property. You would need his permission to operate. So it sounds to me like somebody who's not trying to take Bitcoin, but it's like somebody who's trying to kill Bitcoin.
It certainly does sound that way. I completely agree. And again, he's on the late train, you know, particularly, like, if he had this intimate level of knowledge of the product by creating it, why did he wait until now to go, wait, by the way,
something. It's worth something now.
Right. It's frustrating.
So, yeah, there's a really lengthy blog post by this character that I will post on our Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. And also, you can find us on the Mastodon decentralized social media platform at toot.freetalklive.com, or follow us on Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com. So if you want to read everything this jackball has to say, you can do that.
It doesn't even seem like, and my understanding is that he actually was some kind of a coder, but it sounds like he doesn't understand the difference between data and code. Like, he doesn't understand what an open source license is. Like, he has no concept,
and he's obviously
of the world in which he claims to have been operating. So I don't understand what's going on with this guy. There's no, I don't see any way that he can be straight up.
And I, you know, Satoshi wrote some very, you know, libertarian / anarchist philosophy type of things, and this Craig Wright guy seems statist AF.
He's a straight up statist.
So, you know, I'm going to get the lawyers after you, you know, and all that kind of crap. So, 855-450 free like freedom. Your calls, your thoughts coming up after this.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That number again, 855-450-3733. We've been talking a lot about a lot of things. We've been talking about a lot of freedom-oriented things. And within that spirit, I wanted to tell you about LibertyCon. Here is a Liberty update from LibertyCon, so don't miss these very two special debates. The first one is government necessary? This debate will feature David Friedman, yes, that's Milton Friedman's son, and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government isn't necessary, while Timothy will be arguing that government is necessary. The second debate is, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will debate Stephen Pearlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Pearlstein will argue in favor of it. Also, John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO, will speak on conscious capitalism. Be a part of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique Liberty convention, April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for things like career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on our incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. You can use code FTL for a $10 discount. And I am hosting this live Monday night edition. People refer to me as the captain, and I'm joined by
nobody,
Andy. And let's get right into your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you are on Free Talk Live.
Friedman, Epstein, Pearlstein. Man, is there any room for a good Gentile anymore?
Be gentle.
Sometimes I don't know when to pronounce Steen or Stein, but I do like a good Stein because they're generally the good Steins are filled with beer.
Right on. Oh, and hey, beavers are extinct. You'll have to settle for Mexican hairless or naked mall rat. I mean mole rat. But beavers are extinct. So.
Well, damn.
And anyway, so I'm going to say. save that child trafficking judge. I want to do some more reading, but here's the most fun article I have found to date. It's got a couple of legal things in here that are real interesting. This is from the Albuquerque Journal, and the searchable title is UNM lifts suspension on Bragg. DA recuses self from case. And so if anybody's interested, they can look at that. But the most interesting parts of it, and there are two, is that if you go down in the article to the part where the writer writes potential conflict. So this Bernalillo County attorney, Raul Torres, had to recuse himself from the case where he's trying to prosecute these two basketball players. Why? Because he's married. This is New Mexico, the capital of nepotism. Everybody in New Mexico knows it and will admit it. But they said the DA is married to the dean of students, Nasha Torres, and the dean of students is in charge of all disciplinary actions, whether you're a student or a non-student, for anything that needs discipline on the that happens on the university campus, University of New Mexico. And okay. So it's a conflict. And the DA has actually admitted that it's a conflict and has transferred this basketball player's case 200 miles out of Albuquerque down to Alamogordo, which raises some interesting questions like, you know, so this guy's got to drive 200 miles each way, 400-mile round trip, to have his misdemeanor case heard. And what, are the cops that are going to testify against him, all the witnesses, they're going to go make a 400-mile round trip to testify against him? Seems like an easy one for lawyers to win.
Yeah, and wouldn't they have to do this for all of the cases that he's involved in?
Yeah, that's my other point. Raul, if you're listening, Nasha, if you're listening, once again, let me publicly call for one of you needs to resign, because by the admission that you've made, that you've admitted on the record that there is a legal conflict in this case. And as far as I can see, it's not unique to this case. Your admission means that every single disciplinary action on the university campus that results in any sort of criminal action needs to be transferred out of Bernalillo County, therefore thereby making this problem, you know, the cops having to drive out there, the witnesses, the defendant, lots of hotels, lot, you know. So anyway, but there's another interesting part of this and I'm going to save one thing because it's kind of a I'm going to tell you, Raul, I got an ace up my sleeve and I ain't telling you what it is. I'm going to hit you over the head with it later when you come with your next claim, because it's going to come conflict with my ace, and I'm going to hit you with it. But down in this article, it's rather interesting statement about what goes on nowadays. This Bragg basketball player, Bragg, he was at a he transferred from a different school where he had been charged with having a fight with his girlfriend. It says right here, charged with battery against a woman in 2016. And it says not only
is
was
that
charge
the
dropped,
crime battery against a woman.
Yeah, battery as differentiated from assault. So he was charged with beating on this woman. The interesting part is that not only was that charge dropped, but the woman who made the allegation against him was later charged with a crime when the video surveillance of the incident was reviewed by prosecutors. So apparently some woman was lying and saying that this dude was beating on her, but the video showed that she was actually beating on him.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh.
Yeah. Most domestic violence is actually initiated by women. They just don't get, it doesn't get reported.
Who is the guy? He was in the Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, same thing happened. He got fired from one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and now they've found.
Turns out she was a psycho.
Pretty good evidence that she was a psycho, and she was assaulting him and saying nobody's going to believe you. You're a man.
It's like in sports ball, right? When a fight ensues during the sport, it's always the second guy, right? The guy who, you know, retaliates, that's the one who gets caught. They very rarely catch the original offender.
She was
caught,
though. Yeah. Speaking as nobody, I would like to say that your gender does not affect whether or not I believe you.
Right.
So what are you going to do,
anyway,
David?
What am I going to do? Fight. These bastards. You dirty bastards.
Thanks for
Raul
the call.
Torres, you dirty bastard. Nasha Torres, you dirty bastard. Well, let me remind Raul and Nasha Torres, retaliation is a federal offense. Retaliation is a federal offense, Raul Torres, Nasha Torres. So if you don't like what I'm saying, go ahead and retaliate against me. I'll see you in federal court.
All right, David, thank you for the call. It keeps getting more and more interesting as time goes by.
I thought it was pretty much the same thing he talked about previously.
Yeah, most of that I had heard before, except for the bit about the domestic, bit, the battery.
Yeah.
So that was news. There's so much of...
Like, you ever been attacked by a woman?
I have, actually.
Me too.
Yeah. I had some claw marks on me as a result from some giant, Lee press-on nails that punctured my skin, all that kind of stuff. I, of course, did nothing. No cops were called. Otherwise, she definitely got away with it.
Yep.
I had to throw a woman out of a car in Manchester because she wouldn't get her hands off my junk.
Were you her driver?
Wow.
No, I was, we were in the car, we were having a conversation, and she decided she was going to sell me some services, and I didn't want to buy said services, so she starts, grabbing out of my junk, trying to, get
really
me
wanted to
convinced, and it's like, no, if you're trying to make me play a game that I don't want to play, that's not a turn on, you're getting out of my car right now.
Wow.
What, you don't want to buy this hamburger, but I'll just stuff it in your mouth, and then you have to buy it.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
It's like the window washer dudes in the big cities, right, and they'll come up, and they'll spray the stuff on your windshield. And then squeegee it away, and then be like,
"Now you owe me.
Now you owe me. I washed your windows. Now pay up. I did the service. Pay up. You never agreed to the service. You never asked for the service. They just go ahead and perform it, and then expect you to hand them money."
Actually, it kind of reminds me of what Craig Wright is trying to do with his database.
It certainly does, doesn't it?
Everything that was said in the Bitcoin documentation was presumably written by him. So if it says do this, he's granting permission to do that.
Indeed he is. Well, I guess we're all out of time for today. I want to thank all of our callers and listeners, of course. Tune in weekdays. Every day we're here from 7 until 10 Eastern Time. FreeTalkLive.com for our archives. Thank you and have a great evening. This has been Free Talk Live.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.